Welcome to the Observer Food Monthly podcast, a series of five Italian recipes from Giorgio Locatelli, sponsored by Seeds of Change.
Your mum said, don't play with your food. We say, why not? Food isn't something that just gets shoveled in your mouth. It isn't proteins, carbohydrates and fats. Food is pleasure, art, adventure. We are Seeds of Change. We make organic pastas, soups and sauces. And we say, play with your food. Play all you like. And here's something to help inspire you.
Welcome to another exclusive Observer Food Monthly magazine podcast. We're back with Giorgio Locatelli in his kitchen, and today Giorgio is going to do hake scabeccio with fennel salad.
Right. The hake is one of these fish that is really, really underrated in England, and is really no use. In Italy, we have hake translate to nasello, and the major difference is that our nasello never reach, you know, the pound size. While we're talking about fish, then they are 6-8 and pound in weight, so they're much bigger. So we get a beautiful fillet. Again, is one of these fishes that has a very, very tiny little bit of bones, and your fishmonger will be able to fillet it for you and cut it in pieces. Okay. So again, if you produce more than one piece, always keep in mind that, you know, the size of the fillet must be roughly all the same. Okay, at home we have a great advantage, and in a restaurant we have a great advantage, and we have a steam oven. So we will cook the fish in a steam, normally like that. But you know, if you don't have a steam oven, here you are, we've got a solution for that. It would be to cook it into a paper bag. Okay, you turn on your oven, and at about 180 degrees again, okay? And then you have a piece of normal tin foil that you buy in every supermarket or shop. You add a touch little bit of olive oil and a little lemon juice. And if you want, you can also leave the lemon in. Then we'll put the fish, which will turn around on the lemon juice and the olive oil. We add a bit of salt and pepper. Try to sit it in the bag with the outside of the fish touching the paper. And so the inside of the fillet facing up, okay? If there's anything that grows in your garden that you fancy at that point of the year, any herbs or anything, that would be fantastic. Any fresh herbs would be fantastic, from parsley to even sage would do very well. It's just, you know, a kind of like thing that don't make it too complicated. Otherwise, it would be, you know, the flavors would get too mixed up.
Just one herb? You wouldn't want to, like, a mixture of herbs or anything?
Yeah, not a mixture, yeah. But, you know, like a little, anything that is, as long as it's fresh. I mean, there's no point to buy a little packet of herbs or dry herbs and put it in here. Then don't put anything, because the lemon is good enough, okay? All right. So we make sure that the fillet is placed down properly and nice and tidy, okay? I think I put a touch little bit of olive oil on top again. I will close the bag as hermetically as I could.
Started off with like a square foot of foil, haven't you? More or less.
Square foot of foil, and then I will roll it up right till the end, one side, and right up till the end to the other. And that should give me almost a bag, and it's completely sealed.
You folded it really carefully. You haven't scrunched it up together, have you?
Not scrunchy at all. Folded up very well and allowed it to have the space to blow up a little bit. When this is ready, I mean, I would suggest not to do it too long before, because the lemon and the salt inside there are actually already start to cook the fish. So let's say that, you know, half an hour before, or as you're preparing, that's okay, and especially if you put it back in the fridge. But then, you know, if you do that, it's very important that you take them out of the fridge about 10, 15 minutes before, so they come to room temperature, because the fish that is cold will take then 2 or 3 minutes more to cook than the room temperature one. When this is ready like that, then it goes into the oven. Okay, then we got 190 degrees there, and we're very happy. While that is cooking, which will be about 4 minutes, a very thick one, 8 minutes, no more than that, you know. Remember, it's a no-contact cooking. So it cooks with the steam inside. So, you know, very rarely you manage to overcook it. And when it's overcooked, it's not, as I say, it's not going to be dry. It's always going to be moist. So you want it to actually be a little bit overcooked, almost flaking, okay? On the other hand, we have just a normal hard of a fennel and a bowl, a little mandolin, and nice and thin as you can.
You've got the bulb of the fennel and you're just going to slice it thinly.
Nice and thin.
If you didn't have a mandolin,
You could do it with a knife, but the effect is not the same. You want it to be regular and very thin, so a mandolin is the best thing all the time. And come on, by now you must have had a mandolin. It's the second or third recipe that we do with the mandolin. Okay, here. On the other hand, we're going to start to do the scabeccio, which takes 2 or 3 minutes. Beforehand, we'll take some, for each portion, at least 1 to 2 cloves of garlic, and we slice them very thinly as well, and put them under oil.
Is it just raw garlic, or have you warmed it up?
Raw garlic, just thinly sliced. And a little bit of leaf of flat parsley. Okay, in this case, I don't think I have enough oil. I'll add a little bit of oil. I would think that in between each of the fishes we need about like a deciliter of oil, so like about 4 or 5 spoonful of oil. Okay, we're gonna go on the fire, quite aggressive. Put it on. Our time is clicking. It's 1 minute and we are in. We're nearly there.
So in the pan, you've got the whole leaves of flat parsley with the garlicky olive oil, and then a bit more olive oil as well.
Yeah, we add a little bit of olive oil, yeah.
And you're just heating it really quite fast.
We're going to bring it up to like a frying point, okay? When the whole thing is frying, we will take it off the fire and we'll add some vinegar. This is it's a very important, you know, while all the other ingredients you can play with and you can change it, vinegar becomes very, very important in this case. You know, the very cheap vinegar are usually very sharp. In this case, we use this, then it's an Italian vinegar, it's a condimento. And the good thing about this is that instead of being a 6 degree proof of alcohol, it's only 3 degrees de proof of alcohol. Proof of alcohol, so that means then it has a more of a sweet flavor and it's more suitable to eat with a fish. Any vinegar that you use, I will use white wine or red wine vinegar, not any of the other vinegar. And the sweetest one that you can get is better. And if you've done it once and you feel that it was too strong, then you know, just cut the vinegar in half with water, so from a 6 degrees proof vinegar will become a 3, and that will make it just enough. See, the whole thing is boiling off, is frying off gently, not really gently, yeah. And we're going to let it work for a while. No salt, no pepper.
Wow, so it's really fizzing away. It's like,
yeah, really fizzing
oil.
Away. Yeah, we wanted to cook it the whole lot.
Okay. So how long will you let it?
That is about until they start to really color. And, you know, when I get out of the way, when I see them, they really start to get, like, kind of soft and really far out of the way, I'll turn it down a little bit. So to really let them cook completely, because you have to be able to eat this garlic. And, you know, it must be, like, kind of, like, dissolved in your mouth when you're eating it. Yeah, this is not a recipe for somebody who doesn't like garlic, you know. But contrary to normal belief, when the garlic is being cooked in this way, it's very digestible. So it's not going to repeat so much. But if you don't like it, you don't like it. End of the story. And I don't think you can make a scabeccio without garlic. So this is not your recipe if you don't like garlic. That's it. Forget about it. Okay, you see it's getting a little bit coloring, the garlic. We're not going to let him take much of color. And we have the vinegar and we add the vinegar, which is 1 part of vinegar and 2 parts of olive oil. Okay? Okay, at this point, it would be important to season it, because before all the olive oil and things wouldn't do nothing. But now, here you are, the salt will melt on the vinegar and the whole scabeccio will have salted flavor. Okay? The same thing with a little bit of pepper. Okay?
six or seven turns of both of them.
Yeah. Okay, now vinegar is placed at the bottom, and then you have the olive oil at the top, and everything is mixed up. If I try to smell it, you shall cough, like I did now. That means that is strong enough. If you don't, that means that you haven't had enough vinegar.
The Seeds of Change photography competition in association with the Observer Food Monthly magazine. Go to observer.co.uk/seeds of change to find out more.
Our fish is about like 2 minutes away. I think, you know, this one was a middle sort of size, so we'll give him 6 minutes. Okay, so it's ready at 32. That one is ready. The fennel salad is ready. And we're going to add a little bit of our usual vinaigrette into that, but got difference than the other time. We'll add a touch of lemon as well in here. Okay, vinegar and a bit of lemon, and all the pits of the lemon are going inside there. Salt and pepper.
You get these amazing smells. There's like the aniseedy fennel and then the vinegar, and it's really kind of pungent.
You see, that's what it's all about. You know, cooking is just about, it's a whole experience, you know, the noise, is the smell, is the whole thing going, is the taste at the end. Wow, that's delicious and sweet. We're gonna. Okay, here we are. It's reduced. It's almost impossible to smell it now. If you go there, you're gonna be coughing straight away. It's reduced away. There is no way to taste it, you know. That's the only problem with it. It's not like you can just have a spoonful of this to taste like you would taste the sauce. Okay, so this is a bit of a problem. But, you know, as I say, it's a trial and error. Maybe what you can do, if you do it for the first time, just do it with the little jugs and measure out everything so you know if to increase something or decrease on the other one. Okay, so the fish is there, and slowly you can see the actually bugs is kind of like cooking from the inside, releasing some heat, and just swallowing up, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. A couple of minutes more. And what's happened is this, then when the fish is out, we'll put it into, we'll take it off the bags, put it on top of that, put the scabeche on top, and previous to that, which is something that is optional for you to do, it is very nice, but as I say, it's an optional, is to fry off a little bit of garlic, which has been thinly sliced, then wash in water twice, and then cooked in olive oil, 140 degrees. You bring the olive oil at 140 degrees, and then you put it in until they become this color.
Yeah. You leave, they're like crisps.
They're like chips. They are, you know, garlic chips. Very important to give them a wash, because, again, the sugary part of the garlic will glaze too fast if you leave it on. While by washing it away, you will achieve a garlic chips that is completely dry and crispy at the right crispiness and the right color.
Yeah,
if you don't
uniform.
Wash them, they will go too dark and soft because of the amount of sugar. Because there's a lot of sugar in garlic, you know, it's a really high content. And this is a little bit of flat parsley. Then after we finish with that, so with the oil at 140 degrees, handful of parsley. Flat parts in there, be careful because it can really pop and can burn you. So just do it from far away and have maybe something in the front or with the leads before you put it in and keep the leads there. Okay, and then it becomes again like a, like you say, it's like a fried seaweed sort of thing.
Yeah,
and this we're going to use it. And again, we go for a, these are all matter of texture. The dish to me is finished just with the sauce. This is an extra little bit of that you can put on top. Here we are. Okay. So the fish is, I really think it's going to be cooked. I really hope it's cooked. No. Again, yeah, don't, the idea that like you point out before, people scratch it all up. The idea is then that you have to be able to reopen it, and you know, if you scratch it all up, crank it all up, then you have to cut it, and then you find it difficult. Well, you know, you have one side, you open one side of it, and
so it's really easy to unfold the foil.
And also, I wanted to use a little bit of that juices than they are inside there, which has these cooking juices. Okay, so I don't want to lose that. If you scrunch it all up, you will not be able to do that. Okay, here comes fish. Goes on top.
So the fish has come out without the juices. The juices are all still in the foil.
Juices stays in there, and the juices goes back into the scabeccio. Then it's ready.
And the fish just sits on top of the fennel salad, which is in the bowl.
Your scabeccio is at the right temperature. It's not so hot, it's not so cold.
Did you turn the heat off and leave
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I did turn the heat off. You have all the ingredients there now by adding a little bit of parsley.
This is the fried parsley.
And all the way around. And then a little bit of the garlic chips.
Okay. You can see instantly that like, it's got loads of different textures and
yeah. And I think you know that's why I think then like example the fried garlic and the fried garlic and the fried parsley are a little bit of a pain to produce before, but on the final result they are amazing because again you tune into something different as the fish. There you are, taste it.
Okay. Don't need to tell me twice. So it looks really gorgeous because what you've got is the raw fennel salad underneath the fish, and then you've got the garlic and the parsley that have been cooked in the scabeccio sauce on top, and then on top of that you've got the crisps and the parsley. So it's all kind of loads of different textures. I'm just gonna. Really good. And the fish is really light, and there's loads of lemon flavour that's come through from the way that the lemon was cooked in the boil. And then you've got the fennel, which is sitting in the warm sauce. And it's interesting, because you'd think that the vinegar would have a really strong flavour, but it just adds this really sort of mellow, vinegary kick, which is absolutely lovely. So, delicious. Thanks, Giorgio.
Your mum said eat your greens. We say, what about your reds, your purples, your bright yellows, your ultramarines, your vermilions...